today I just thought, what the heck? I'm going to grab the computer and record a video for you. I've spent the day at Bolinas Beach, which is a beautiful beach here in Marin County, California. And that explains the hair and no luck, you know, no makeup. But you know what? That's not the point. The point here is that I'm just feeling so good, so happy, and so recharged from my work. And I want you to have that same feeling for your writing practice, for your manuscript, for your career. If you have been feeling less than charged up and ready to go, I have a small suggestion for you today, but a powerful one. I've been talking to my clients this week, as I mentioned to you, and as often happens, I seem to have the same conversation again and again and again. And guess what? It happened this week. It's this. Oftentimes, when you are feeling unable to discern with your head or maybe even your heart your next steps or how to feel more energized and passionate and engaged again in your writing practice, the key to breaking that is not to try harder. Now, if you're in my community, chances are you may be like me and need to hear that again, so I'm going to say it again. The answer is not to try harder. The answer is to unplug, to take time to just be. Now, if you're someone like me, that may just drive you crazy, that suggestion. So I have a little assignment for you, and it's this. I want you to start or resume, if you're somebody who often works out, I want you to get into your body again, because the mind, the heart, all of that intelligence that's in here and here can flow more freely, less encumbered, more intuitively. You can get those aha moments and wonderful problems solved by getting into some kind of a rhythmic activity with your body. So chances are, or most of the time I find, and my clients do, that something rhythmic and aerobic works best. Someone I work with rows. Another one goes to the gym on a regular basis. Personally, I've found that walking for very long periods of time, which I'm defining as a busy mom and business owner, as 45 minutes or an hour and a half, that done daily, that type of time investment in your body will help you access new and surprising insights with your heart and with your mind. So, in order to do that, you have to remember that everything is writing. You are creating your life, whether you make your decisions about how to spend your time deliberately or passively. And today's message is a call to action to get out there, to make a deliberate decision to stop trying and to just go listen with your body for a while. Get out there. If it's summer where you live, find an activity that you can do comfortably. If it's winter, my gosh, yay, how exciting. Do whatever you need to do to feel good and to get your heart rate up again. I promise you, you will be even closer on the path to a more passionate, engaged, creative, productive, and gosh darn it, happy writing career and life than you've ever known. It's Marla Beck here. I'll be back with you next week. Thanks so much and have a wonderful, productive day.